Through the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, the Japanese government is giving the East African country $1.6 million in aid. Hori Mizumoto, the deputy head of mission at the Embassy of Japan in Uganda, says the aid is to obtain the necessary equipment and facilities to ensure access to vaccines across the country.
We are contributing also to providing the cold chain, for example, this equipment and the cold storage and these cold boxes so that you can bring the vaccines, and the fund will be used to procure these equipment.
Uganda is among 31 countries in Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean to benefit from $39 million in emergency aid from the Japanese government. The country that has so far reported over 48,000 COVID-19 cases is facing significant hurdles in its fight. Vaccine hesitancy is one. Distribution in difficult-to-reach areas is another. It is also likely to face a vaccine shortage. Uganda received 964,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine through the COVAX facility and the Indian government in March. 2.6 million more doses are expected this June. But according to the country's Minister of Health, Dr. Jen Ruth Acheng, the disruption in supply of vaccines from India's Serum Institute will affect the country's vaccination plan.
As the World Health Organization continues with the emergency use listing of vaccines, we will also widen our interests and bring in other vaccines as well.
A 10-day national vaccination camp has been set up by the Health Ministry. It is to ease access to the available vaccines. The response has been positive.
I'm one person that fears the injection, but I've gone through it successfully. It's not painful.
Everyone has a different opinion about the vaccine. People are getting sick. So you really need to gain the courage and come and get it.
Close to 700,000 people have been vaccinated so far. A current surge in cases is, however, worrying health officials like Dr. Daniel Chabayinze, a clinical team leader at the National COVID-19 Vaccination Camp.
It's very worrisome because, you know, there is a change in the age group. Initially, we had people coming down who were above 50s, the elderly were the ones being admitted, but now we are beginning to discover that people below 50 years are the ones who are being infected and coming down with the disease.
About 1,000 cases have been reported in the last 3 weeks, which is why Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has been considering new restrictions to curb the current surge. Leon Senyange, CNA, Kampala, Uganda.